we look at various kinds of music to find something that's workable for free thought, and there's the black blue urban blues tradition, and out of that we picked Let the Good Times Roll. And usually we'll change the words, but in this case we just pretty much left the words as is, except we just tweak it a little bit, Jerry tweaked it a little bit at the end, and he's going to sing this. And as I said, we have in our band we have a vocalist, but he's no longer able to be with our band, so we'll do the singing. But we're vocalists, but we sing. We're not vocalists, but we sing anyway. So make allowances.
There's just parallels. Raging grandpas.
Okay, you kick it off, Bard.
One, two, three, four. Hey everybody, let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, it's done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't matter if you're young or old, let the good times roll. Oh, don't sit there mumbling and talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you got to spend some cash. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. No matter if you're young or old, let the good times roll. Hey, Mr. Landlord, lock all the doors. When the police come, tell them the joint is closed. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. No matter if you're young or old, let the good times roll. Keep. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. No matter if you're young or old, let the good times roll. Whoa, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
song was written by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five band back in 1946, a long time ago. And that first line there, hey everybody, let's have some fun, you only live once, and when you're dead, it's done, kind of indicates that he was a free thinker,
so
not the Christian.
That's original. That's his original.
Yeah,
I mean, that line is original. I thought maybe you said you tweaked some. I thought that was
No, this is all original.
That's original.
And what year was it, you said?
1946.
All right.
Now, the Second World War was over. Boys were coming home, women had the vote, time for let's have some fun. He wrote another song called Deacon Jones. Deacon Jones, he could smell a rooster cooking, and he would invite himself to Sunday dinner, and he would eat all the best parts and leave the giblets for the rest. And he was a womanizer, and he took all the best women, and if you lost your girlfriend, it was probably Deacon Jones. So he was an anti-cleric, I guess you could say.